Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hight.
Rattler awaits the shotgun snap, gets it. Blitz coming, pressure coming. Barrett Carter getting out and sacking Rattler.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Oh, what a play by Mike Williams. A touchdown of 19 yards.
I mean, he put Jamarcus King on his back and gave that chicken a ride.
Free throw shooter.
Clark in a straight jacket.
Oh, he didn't need to do that. He threw it away. King put this.
To the sideline, caught, first down.
Woo! What a hit! Denzel Ward! You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings!
Well, there's Chase Hunter, 2 seconds, one. Launches a three, good if it goes! It does! Chase Hunter, the three! At the buzzer, sends Hunts into the locker room, up 10!
Double pumper. That was a double pump shot.
That was another one from the band down by the river.
Now, let's go live to Facts and Childress and John Hight.
We welcome you in, everybody, to the Tuesday edition of Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hight right here on 105.5 at 97.5 The Roar. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to join the program throughout the course of today. We remind you folks to start things out. Tuesday shows are abbreviated here, but for good reason. The head ball coach, Dabo Swinney, is going to join us at 11:05 for his weekly press conference for the final hour of our show. Excited to hear Coach Swinney after, obviously, a nice come-from-behind victory against Troy this past weekend. Now a big matchup down on the flats in Atlanta, Georgia, against a very, very talented Georgia Tech team that has kind of made their hay these last couple years, pulling big-time upsets, especially in ACC play. So we're going to be previewing the GT matchup. I'm going to tell you why I'm not as concerned as some amongst the fan base headed down to Atlanta, and I actually think Clemson's got a chance to get a statement win and get back on track. So we'll dive into the weeds on that. We'll get further and further into our Week 1 slate recap from the NFL and our Week 2 slate recap in college football, because there was so much Clemson talk yesterday, we didn't get a chance to talk about Oklahoma-Michigan. Bryce Underwood versus John Mateer. OU looking like one of the best teams in the country. Georgia and LSU, contrary to popular belief, also struggled this past weekend with a lower-tier opponent. It wasn't just Clemson. A lot of sleepwalking around the world of college football. Not making excuses. It's just the truth. We'll talk a little South Carolina. We got to talk about Illinois and Duke and how the turnovers let that get away from the Blue Devils late. And then, of course, Mississippi State, Arizona State. We didn't make fun of Billy Napier anywhere near enough yesterday for my liking, so we're going to get that in today with some South Florida talk as well. If you've got comments, if you've got questions, if your favorite team played this past weekend, or maybe you're Chad the Mailman and you're a Bears fan blowing a fourth quarter lead, 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in. John, excited for the show today. Tuesdays are always fun getting to hear from Coach Swinney to conclude things.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to hearing from Coach later on in the program in Hour 3, so you'd want to stay tuned for that. And, you know, looking forward to trying to maybe either ease anxiety or raise anxiety about this Clemson football program over the next couple hours.
Yes. And you know what? I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off, and I kind of want to get straight into some Clemson talk. 654-ROAR is the number. All right. I'm seeing a lot of woe is me giving up on Tuesday for a game against Georgia Tech. And this is coming from, like, the biggest Georgia Tech advocate in the entire state of South Carolina. I just want to start out the show by saying I think we're giving Georgia Tech too much respect as a team. And again, that's coming from me, of all people. I have not seen the Clemson fan base this down in the dumps with a game on the horizon against an unranked opponent, maybe ever. Like, I started at the station 5 years ago. Maybe it's given, you know, the 2023 Miami vibes where Cade went rogue and pulled it. That's the only other time. The game after that, I want to say, was Notre Dame, where everybody was super concerned. But listen, We're going to hop into a bunch of Clemson football-related topics today. We're going to talk about what went right, what went wrong from the past weekend's Troy game. 654 Roar is the number. I'd love to hear your commentary on this upcoming weekend. But I do want to just go ahead and preface everything I'm going to say today by saying I think we're giving Georgia Tech too much respect as a team, and I don't think we're being objective when evaluating what the talent level looks like on both sides for these teams because of how bad Clemson has looked through 2 weeks. And listen, I'm not somebody that's sitting behind the microphone that's going to lie to y'all. We gave very, very deserved criticism throughout the course of yesterday because that's what the Tigers earned on Saturday looking out on the field. It was not a good product. It was not good offense. There were points in time where it was not good defense. And I understand that Georgia Tech is a lot better of a team than Troy. But there are also some things that when I went back on the second time around on tape and watched, I really, really liked from this Clemson team. And I think Clemson has a defense and a defensive infrastructure and scheme that is set up to stop a team like Georgia Tech, provided their quarterback is Haynes King, who is more of a run-first type of player. Now, that's not to say that Clemson's not going to be tested. GT is going to test everything you were bad at last year. Perimeter run game. They're going to test your ability to set the edge. They're going to utilize multiple backs. They're going to use their quarterback as their catalyst and their battering ram in that running game. But Clemson's got more talent on both sides of the ball than Georgia Tech. And I just haven't seen the fan base this down in the dumps for a while. John, I feel like maybe we've swung the pendulum a little bit too far on our belief on this Clemson team. Because as we get closer and closer to Saturday and I watch more and more tape on GT, the more and more I think Clemson can beat them and stifle them on offense to hold them under 20 points in this one. Your thoughts?
Well, I think one thing you said, they're going to try to attack what you did bad last year. Shoot, they're going to attack what you're doing bad right now.
I agree.
You know, you're not playing good football. They're going to attack it. Are you more talented? I think, but I haven't seen it. The players that are supposed to be the talented ones haven't really stepped up. You know, I appreciate your optimism this morning. I would like to be optimistic about this game. I'm struggling to find the optimism right now. I'm struggling to find where a team that is struggling to push people along the lines of scrimmage is going to go on the road and handle a team that wants to push you around on the lines of scrimmage. I'd be happy to be proven wrong on Saturday at noon. Well, we'll have Tiger pregame at 6 a.m. and the Tiger tailgate show for you at 9 a.m. as well. Like, would love that. But until, you know, Austin gets it, Clemson flipped that switch in the second half, and that is true. They flipped the switch in the third quarter. I need to see that intensity when you get off the bus. And so far this season, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the intensity coming off the bus. I've seen some, we need to kind of sort. It's like when the pool's a little cold and you don't want to just jump into the deep end, right? You want to kind of wait, you know, slowly walk your way into the pool. I feel like that's what this offense is doing right now.
Yeah.
And so that does give me a little bit of pause about being able to go down there. And I like to take what you had in that rushing attack from the third quarter and just put it in, you know, right at kickoff on Saturday. I think they have the ability to do it, but to act like it's a known commodity, I'm not there yet.
Clemson's got to go out there and earn it. And they've really played one good half of football thus far out of four halves of football, which is never something that's super encouraging.
Right.
I do think three of your four halves of football have been good on defense, but offense obviously is where I think, like, I don't think people are expecting Georgia Tech to put up 35 points on Clemson's defense this weekend. I think people are concerned about the reality that Clemson loses 2017 to GT.
Right. I've seen a lot of anxiety online about what Aaron Filo did. And I know that you are a big Aaron Filo guy.
They're going to play King.
They're going to play King. And he lit up a Gardner-Webb defense. No disrespect to the fine folks at Gardner-Webb.
We love the running Bulldogs around here.
But let's not act like, you know, he went and did in week two what Arch Manning couldn't do in week one at Columbus, Ohio. Like, I have seen some Clemson fans kind of take the Filo performance to that level of, oh my gosh, how in the world are we ever going to contain this?
So, Texter gets in and says GT has more talent on offense than Clemson, especially at QB. Coaching is much better at GT. I'm going to push back here. I don't really under... And then Texter gets in and says, how can you say Cade is more talented than King or Filo? He's more talented than both. And then another Texter gets in and says, if Clemson had King, Clemson would be feared. I couldn't really disagree more with this. And I understand that my viewpoint might be a little bit different than some on Haynes King. Haynes King does not fit the infrastructure or system of what Clemson wants to do offensively, and he quite literally cannot throw.
I think what the texter is wanting, and I and maybe I'm wrong by, you know, parsing out the text here. I think what they want is the killer instinct that Haynes King plays the game with.
I think that's more than fair, and I think that's his biggest plus.
And I think Cade Klubnik right now is playing just very timid and worried and nervous and scared.
Is it fair to say that a guy like King has the it factor, but with Cade, that's still kind of up in question depending on how this season plays out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think that's a fair way to articulate it.
It's not that I think both will leave everything they have on the football field. I just think Haynes King, and part of it is the style of play that he goes with, right, where he chucks his body into just anything in front of him and doesn't care. Like, I think it just Haynes King has this, I will die on this football field mentality. Outwardly. Not saying that Cade doesn't. But I think what we have seen through these two games this season, like, Haynes King has a better mindset for the game right now in 2025 than we have seen Cade Klubnik display.
I think that that's fair, and I think that King's biggest addition to this team isn't necessarily anything to do with his talent or football ability. I think it's exactly what you just outlined, John. I think it's the fact that all other 21 guys on the field are ready to go out there and die for that guy whenever he gets under center because they rally around him, and he's their leader, and he's a sixth-year guy that's, you know, 24 years old, that's been in this sport for forever at this point, that is willing to put his body on the line. That does breed some questions that come with it for Georgia Tech, right? Because he's a guy that's been hampered by injuries throughout the course of his career, in large part due to his play style. But I do think that he has that it factor and innate ability to lead and rally the troops around him that maybe Cade Klubnik has left in question at times as the Clemson quarterback. And I think that's fair to say as of right now. But again, we're headed into week three, and things can change in a hurry in this sport, as we've seen already with some of the crazy upsets and more across the world of college football. So I don't think anybody's story's been written yet. But as far as the talent level versus King and Georgia Tech, or King and Klubnik for Georgia Tech and Clemson, Cade Klubnik is infinitely more talented than Haynes King. Let me just go ahead and put that out there right now. Infinitely. And on top of that, Haynes King is likely to be undrafted, and Cade Klubnik is still likely to be a first-round pick for that exact reason. Again, it's a college football game. It's not an NFL game. And I'm not saying Clemson can't lose to a guy like Haynes King, but they don't have a passing game with King on the field, and they're extremely limited. However, that rushing game with King leading the charge, as Coach Sweeney talked about last night on Tiger Hour, that's a very, very lethal element to this offense that Clemson's going to have to monitor headed down to Atlanta on Saturday, John.
Yes, but I do feel, with the Clemson defense, I feel good about their ability to stop the run. Like, outside of the first play at LSU where Wade Woodhouse misses the tackle, I feel pretty good about this rushing attack. Yeah, you take out Tay Meadows' 28-yard run. He had, what, 50 yards rushing on 15 carries?
Yep. And this is a part of why I'm not super concerned, is because you look at the LSU yards per carry if you take away the big Durham run. Again, missed tackle and missed assignment, and they're like 2.3 yards per carry for the game. Clemson's two missed tackles away from having one of the best statistical rushing defenses in the country. And again, you have to tighten up the fundamentals, and that's why Tom Allen's here, is to do exactly that, John.
So I don't really have any worries going into this week about the defense stopping the Georgia Tech offense. Because I think if you're pretty good at containing the run and the short passing game, the quick stuff, and they're very limited. Like, I don't think Georgia Tech has a very intricate, like, expansive downfield passing game. But I worry about Clemson's ability to go down to Atlanta and score 21 points.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern right now, is what is Clemson going to do against the Georgia Tech defense? We could talk a little bit more about that on the other side of a quick break, and we can also take Ron and Aiken's phone call. Before we kind of blow things out to general college football and NFL, do want to continue to preview some Clemson GT early in the week here on The Roar with Faxon and John. Stick with us through our first break. Behind these doors, lies an incurable disease.
Four-wheel drive, Clemson four-wheel center. It's bow time.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the Carolina Legend can make your tailgate a winner. We're talking crispy chicken, made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, and all the fixings to feed your crew faster than you can say touchdown. Let Bojangles do the cooking. Order your tailgate today.
It's bow time.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have Energy Smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Hi, friends. I don't know about you, but I'm all about solutions, especially when it comes to life's biggest problems, like the health crisis that America is facing right now. That's why I'm so excited about my great experience with PhD Weight Loss. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking those weight loss drugs. In fact, just the opposite. PhD clients learn how to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food, behavioral coaching, and a proven science. These are habits that last a lifetime. I'm talking forever. I hope you'll get in touch with my great friends at PhD Weight Loss here in the Greenville office. Tell them that Mike V from The Roar sent you and that you want to learn how PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. If you're already on a weight loss drug and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her great team can help. Give them a call at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Welcome you back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hyatt continues right here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. If you're looking to take your lawn to the next level, you need to go with Carolina Top Dressing. They are committed to serving the upstate, bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. You can ask them about their latest top dressing amendment and Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of their turf services by visiting them online at www.carolinatopdressing.com. Texter gets in and says, he's giving QBR stats with Haynes King. All right, this is the last thing I'm going to say on Haynes King because I'm just, to be honest, I'm sick of the narrative that's been rewritten. Number one, QBR is not a stat you need to be basing your opinions off of in the big 2025 in relation to quarterback play. Haynes King had more turnovers in the first three drives of the Colorado game than Cade Klubnik has all season. Let's go ahead and preface that right now, okay? He hasn't thrown a touchdown all year. He threw for a whopping 143 yards on the vaunted Colorado defense. In which
133.
133, mind you, and blew a lead and had to, like, win it at the very end with his legs in a game he had almost 20 carries, which is not a sustainable way to play. Well, which
against
is why
the Colorado team that most of our texters tell me on a daily basis isn't any good.
Right, so we hate Deion Sanders, and we think that Colorado sucks, and he's doing a horrible job. But since Haynes King went 13 for 20 for 143 yards and a pick, he is now the greatest quarterback of all time and better than Cade Klubnik. And we're going to conveniently ignore the three turnovers he had on the first three possessions of the game because it fits our narrative at home. That's what I'm taking away from our text line right now. I'm sorry. Haynes King is not a better quarterback than Cade Klubnik. It's not even close. It's not a conversation. Haynes King is not physically capable of throwing for 36 touchdowns in a season like Cade Klubnik did last year. And the last time we saw Haynes King in a full season as a passer, he threw 16 picks, which is more than Cade or DJ have ever thrown in a season, for what it's worth. So I get it. He looked great against Colorado with his legs and got hurt again because it's not a sustainable way to play with your quarterback as a battering ram. You do not need to be scared of Haynes King headed down to Atlanta this weekend. You just don't.
Hey, real quick, because we're being accused of ignoring his 156 rushing yards. Facts, and he had 156 rushing yards against Colorado.
I'm aware. He's a glorified running back that's playing quarterback that can't throw. So, again, if you put a different jersey and a different opponent on this player and you put him on a different team that wasn't playing Clemson, I have a feeling the whole text line would hate him and his play style. But since it's Clemson's opponent this upcoming weekend, we're putting him on a pedestal that he doesn't deserve. It's reality at this point. We're putting Georgia Tech and we're putting Haynes King on a pedestal that they have not earned and they don't deserve. And that's coming from the biggest Georgia Tech defender and believer that you will find at this station. They have not earned the right to be put on the pedestal that everybody at home is putting them on. You are putting Georgia Tech on an imaginary pedestal at home because Clemson has not played well through two games. Guess what? Georgia Tech's one bounce of the ball away from being 1-1, with their only win coming over Gardner-Webb and a loss to Colorado, who's now moving to their third-string quarterback, who Deion Sanders called Martin Luther Staub in a press conference, in an interview. That's where we're at. That's the one win that Georgia Tech has over an FBS opponent on their schedule this year. And the whole fan base is rolling over and dying like this is the Monstars and Avengers combined into one team rolling out there in Atlanta. No, it's Georgia freaking Tech. Go win the football game. Ron and Aiken on the phone lines. Ron, how are we doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's all right. I just wanted to call in. I kind of felt like the problem with the fan base and is the problem with the locker room. When I watched that game Saturday, our guys were not enthusiastic. Normally when we see them at the top of the hill, they jumping up and down, they pushing on one another, ready to run down the hill. Even Coach Sweeney, he's jumping up and down. It seemed like they were just like ho-hum. And I think that's kind of what you're hearing with the fan base. They're concerned about the eye of the tiger. We got to have that going into Georgia Tech and going forward. And, you know, I kind of felt like I was watching the old Tommy West team back in the day. And, you know, 7-6 season. But my question to you guys is this right here. As we look forward with this, and Florida State, it seems like Florida State is on fire. Do you think that they're overrated? Are they for real? Or
yeah, I mean,
what are y'all saying?
I like Florida State. I think Florida State's pretty good. I like Castellanos, and I think that he's a good player. I think FSU's a team that has upside. I still need to see them against a little bit more of an upper echelon competition. Like, I need to see them against Miami, Florida, and Clemson before I make my, like, full opinion on them, because I don't think Alabama's very good. I understand that they were ranked in the top 10 to start the season. I think that's probably a 7-5, 8-4 Alabama football team. But I think, you know, again, preseason I said 8-4 for Florida State. They might be a little bit better than that. I don't think they're the eighth best team in the country or wherever they're at right now, but I think they're a good football team with a good quarterback, and they've got a smart coaching staff, offensive and defensive coordinator. But I think it's really, really important to keep Castellanos on schedule and micromanage down in distance, because he's not a super talented thrower of the football, albeit an electric player. So if they can keep Castellanos on schedule and they can get leads early in games and keep running the football with all those backs, Florida State's got a chance to be really good this year.
What I hope to see with our guys, and I'd like to see what y'all think about this. I'll take it off the air after this. I hope to see a little bit more running with more of our backs. And I would like to see more of Cade running with a design run rather than just running to save his life. And I'd like to see what y'all say about that. Appreciate it. And always, go Tigers.
Appreciate you, Ron. 654 Roar is the number if you want to check in with us. And like, texters are getting in saying that I have orange-colored glasses for thinking Cade's better than Haynes King. You can think Haynes King's better. I'm not going to argue on that anymore. It's just not worth my time.
What? Real quick, we like to use stats as a comparison tool, right? So we would agree that last year Cade Klubnik's best year of his career, correct?
Yeah.
And you have the touchdown interception numbers memorized off the top of your head, right?
It was 36 passing touchdowns to 6 picks, 43 total touchdowns to 7 turnovers.
In Haynes King best season in 2023, he had 2,800 passing yards, 27 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, and was sacked 15 times that year.
He also came into Death Valley, and he threw for 129 yards, went 13 for 31, and threw 4 interceptions the last time Haynes King played Clemson. So, again, sorry if I don't think that this
what
is Joe Montana.
What was that stat line again?
Oh, 13 for 31 for 129 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions with the vaunted QBR stat of 11. And then Cade Klubnik on the other side went 23 for 34 for 205 yards and 4 touchdowns, which at that point was his career high in passing touchdowns.
At that point in time, too, correct me if I'm wrong, that was against the defensive coordinator who we're not going to bring up today, but as we all know, was like the biggest issue of this program the last couple years, right?
This was 5-4 Clemson that was 2-4 in ACC play entering the game with Wes Goodwin as the defensive coordinator, yes. And Haynes King threw for 129 yards and 4 picks. So, again, sorry if I'm not bowing to Steve Young down in Atlanta this weekend playing quarterback. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen with how these narratives get out of control. Let's get Gamecock James in here, 654 Roar. James, good to hear from you.
Hey, I was wanting to know, talk about the Braves. Are you on the Bryce Elder train now?
No, I don't think I'll ever be on the Bryce Elder train. I haven't been as tapped in the last couple of weeks, admittedly, with everything going on in the football world, but I did see they won last night and Bryce pitched pretty well.
Yeah, he's amazing. I just don't understand it. He looks like he's old, his 23 season, his all-star year, I think. Man, he has just pitched great lately. What do you think the turnaround for him's been? What's he been able to do to change it?
To be honest, I mean, I just don't think that Bryce Elder's ever going to be a consistent MLB arm that's worth anything, because I don't think that he strikes out enough guys, and I don't think that he induces enough whiffs. He was way too reliant on ground balls. He's way too reliant on contact, and he goes through these little stretches where he gets luckier than he typically does with the hard contact, and it just goes right at people. But, you know, his season ERA is 5.35 for a reason, and I think that that All-Star game was one of the biggest flukes in sports history. Again, nothing against Elder. We have significantly better options in the rotation going forward, including but not limited to Waldrip next year, and I think Elder just needs to be a stash in AAA type of guy for the indefinite future. I don't trust him at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do seem to hit it right at him a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He just gets hit hard, and it is what it is.
Yeah, we'll see. But I'm pulling for him. I mean, you know, he's a good guy. I'd like to see him do well, but we'll see what happens. What do you think about Kim? He's been a good player, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the front office kind of wants to manage the cap this offseason. or I say cap in a sport that doesn't have cap, the payroll this offseason, even though the Braves kind of operate like they have a cap on them sometimes. But if they want to pick up his option, then that's going to be your starting shortstop next year. If they don't want to pick up his option, then no. And I got to give credit where it's due since we're on the topic of Braves really quick. Ozzie Albies had a really nice second half turnaround, and I think he's making Alex Anthopoulos' decision pretty easy. I was anti bring Ozzie back for a long time. I think you got to bring him back at that $7 million clip with the way he's been hitting the ball in the second half. So that's another easy decision this offseason for Anthopoulos.
Yeah, I think so too, And Kim is also hitting better than Allen, so that's good.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, James, thanks for getting in with us. Have a good rest of your morning. Yeah, of course. 654 Roar is the number. Ton of texters are getting in. Texter gets in and says, how much do you think they will play Philo? Not sure. I don't know if there's any way to kind of project that. Again, King had his shoulder falling off the bone last year, and they put in Philo for passing plays against Miami, and they beat him. And then Philo played against NC State, and they beat them. And Philo also played against Virginia Tech, and they lost to them. But the King injury thing is not something that's really going away. Like, he's going to be at least hindered a little bit due to injury this upcoming weekend. And I really have no idea how much, you know, Brent Key is planning to play the backup quarterback, if at all, right? Like, this might have been a smoke thing this past week with Aaron Philo, which is something that people haven't acknowledged. Aaron Philo might play zero snaps this upcoming weekend. There is a reality in which Aaron Philo plays zero snaps. He played zero snaps against Colorado, and Haynes King had 3 turnovers in 8 minutes to start the game. And Key didn't go to Philo. He let King play the whole game.
Do you think with playing Gardner-Webb last week, a reminder, a team that went 4-8 last year in FCS play, that it, like, I think Haynes King's on a snap count this year. The way that he plays, the way that his shoulder has been banged up over the course of his career, like, I just don't think there's any need to expose him. And you want to see what you have in Philo, obviously. I mean, you're the biggest Aaron Philo guy of the state of South Carolina. I mean, the way I see it, he's like the college football version of Tanner McKee.
I like that.
But I think part of that is just, like, long-term, season-long management of Haynes King as much as it is giving this guy an opportunity.
Listen, I think a lot of people are taking me as a Haynes King hater. I think Georgia Tech is
King takes you as a Haynes King hater.
That is true. Georgia Tech's at their best when they have Haynes King because they have the option evident to play both. And they have the option accessible to play both. And to say that King is a bad player would be a lie. He's just so different stylistically from Cade Klubnik, and their offense is just so completely different that I guess I'm a little bit confused at the comparison amongst the fan base. Like, in the same way that Cade Klubnik cannot do what Haynes King can as a runner, Haynes King is not physically capable of doing what Cade Klubnik can do as a thrower. It's two different systems, it's two different play callers, it's two different schemes, and it's two different players. I would take Cade 10 times out of 10 because I'm going to value the guy with the arm playing quarterback. That's not the way that they've played the last couple years in Atlanta, so it just is what it is. A couple more Philo-related texts. Would your outlook on the game be different if Philo plays? All I'm saying is if King gets knocked out on the first drive, I'm going to be a lot more nervous about us winning. I think my outlook would be different, but that's just more of a belief in the Georgia Tech wide receiver core than anything. Like, I think their ceiling is a lot higher, but again, we don't have an extended sample size to see what that looks like in real time.
Which wide receiver core scares you from a talent perspective more, LSU or Georgia Tech?
Probably LSU, but it's closer than people would anticipate at home. LSU has significantly more depth at that room than Georgia Tech does, so I think that pushes them over the edge. But I think at the upper echelon, like, if you're giving me Rutherford, Rivers, and Patterson as your top three, that's a top 3-4 wide receiver core in the ACC, in my opinion.
I'm not saying that it's bad. I just wanted to try to disperse a little bit here. Okay.
LSU's is better.
And let's give them the 24. Like, let's give them the Berry and Brown. If I tell you you can hold Georgia Tech, and let's say we'll give them an extra 3. You're going to 21. Do you feel okay about this?
Yeah. If they hold them to 21, I feel okay about this. I think Clemson wins the game. I think Clemson's going to win the game regardless. And I understand that I am significantly more confident than anybody orange associated on planet Earth right now. But I think this is a bad matchup for Georgia Tech. Like, that's what a lot of people are worried about, the matchup schematically and how it could cause issues for Clemson. I think this is a bad matchup for Georgia Tech. And I think people are forgetting what happened 2 years ago. And I get that it was 2 years ago when Georgia Tech marched into Death Valley and Haynes King really, really struggled. I think Georgia Tech is easy to game plan for when Haynes King is the quarterback, because you don't necessarily have to worry about, like you said, John, the threat of a vertical passing game. It's borderline non-existent with Haynes King out there. So the things that are most important, as we're going to take a quick break, then we're going to hit Jay on the phone lines and then Noah. The things that are most important for Clemson against Georgia Tech are setting the edge and tackling in space. And I think Clemson has done a significantly better job so far this season than they did the year prior at doing those two things. Georgia Tech is going to utilize a ton of motion. They are going to try and use their quarterback in Haynes King as the catalyst in the run game, and he's almost kind of more of a bell cow than Jamal Haynes is. I mean, there are games where Haynes King outrushes everybody on the team for Georgia Tech as the starting quarterback, and that's with one of the best backs in the country and Jamal Haynes behind him. So it's going to be perimeter run game, it's going to be screens, it's going to be quick hitters, and if Clemson can tackle in space at an adequate level, or at least what they've done thus far this season and put on tape, then they shouldn't have any issues with Georgia Tech this upcoming weekend. Now, with that being said, offense has got to get going, but I actually really like this matchup for the Tigers and their ability to potentially run the ball down GT's throat. We'll talk about that on the other side of a quick break, and we'll take Jay and Noah's phone calls here with Faxon and John on the Roar.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Faxon Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on the Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem-solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it inside the 5. Touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Final segment of hour number one on a Tuesday with Fax and Childress and John Haidt on 105.5 97.5 The Roar. 654 Roar is the number. Going to get to a bevy of text messages. We've got some agreement and some disagreement on the text line, which is the best thing in the world. Texter says, I didn't listen yesterday, but this offense works so much better in a gap blocking scheme. It's what they went to versus Notre Dame in 2023. If they stick with that, it should help. I agree. I tend to agree with that. I think it's helped the run game. I think Clemson's got some big-time personnel advantages up front on both sides of the ball against GT. And, you know, whoever ends up running the ball better is probably going to end up winning this football game on Saturday. And I think Clemson's got a good chance to assert the run early. And this is a thing for me as well before we take Jay's phone call. People are forgetting that there's a new defensive coordinator in Atlanta that hasn't necessarily been tested yet by a quarterback with a pulse. They played Salter, who can't throw the ball at Colorado, in a very similar way to Haynes King. They're very similar players where it's like they're great leaders and they're experienced and they're super, like super, super good runners that are fast and physical and can make plays with their legs, but they're really limited as a thrower, and it hinders what their offense can become. So Blake Gideon, defensive coordinator for Georgia Tech, he's coached against a running quarterback, and then he's coached against Gardner Webb. He hasn't coached against somebody like Cade Klubnik in a prolific passing offense. And Clemson's got a lot more talent at skill positions than GT does. In theory, there should be real estate for chunk plays on Saturday. Now, two's got to hit the guys. O-line's got to protect. But schematically, you guys know how much I love Georgia Tech. And you know how high I am on this team. Heck, I picked this team to win 10-plus games this year. I think this is a really bad matchup for Georgia Tech schematically. And I think there's going to be real estate on the field for the Tigers to take big-time chunk plays from Clemson's offense onto Georgia Tech's defense. And I know there's a lot of concern right now amongst the fan base about Clemson's defense holding up against that run game. It's a really good run game. Georgia Tech's a really, really good football team. But for me personally, I think Clemson's going to have a chance to hang 35-plus points on Saturday. And I think this is a chance for this offense to really break out of its shell. I understand we haven't seen signs thus far of this being an explosive offense, but we didn't against Georgia last year, and they broke out of their shell against App State. I'm hoping for something similar this Saturday. Let's take Jay in Anderson's phone call. 654-ROAR is the number. Jay, good to hear from you. We appreciate you getting in.
Hey, what's going on, Faxon?
Very blessed, man. Very blessed. Just excited to be here today talking some more ball.
I hear you. Listen, I'm a Clemson grad and a Clemson fan, but look, what did Haynes King do against Georgia? 400 yards, five touchdowns. What did Klubnik do? 100 yards, an interception. What did Haynes King do against Louisville? What did Kate? Look, Haynes King is a better quarterback, not like talent wise. You know, he's not going to make it in the NFL necessarily, but as a leader, as a man, as a common opponent. He could totally dominate that game against us if K doesn't step up. That's all I'm saying. I hope K does. I hope he breaks out of it and has a big game. But you know, against big common opponents, Haynes King has dominated Cade Klubnik. So to say Cade Klubnik is better clearly than him, that's just not true. Sorry.
So looking at this game last year, there are a couple of things here, and I don't think that you necessarily are wrong with a lot of your points about the common opponents and the big games and such. But it does feel worth acknowledging that Georgia game went to 8 overtimes, right? And that's a part of the reason that Haynes King's stats looked the way they did in that game. And it also feels worth acknowledging on that same point, they had a chance to run the game out in regulation, and Haynes King fumbled and lost them the game in turn. And then he took blame in the post-game press conference and gave a direct quote that he lost them that game. So I'm not saying that you're wrong. His stats look a lot better.
He carried them there. I mean, it was 500 yards and five touchdowns.
He did, but also Cade Klubnik. But this is also the last game of their season, whereas Cade Klubnik started against Georgia last year in game one with Cole Turner and Adam Randall at wide receiver. Is that not fair to acknowledge as a result of that?
But you just said Clemson's wide receiver talent's better than Georgia Tech.
So it is, because they have Brian Wesco Jr. and T.J. Moore and Antonio Williams, and one of those players started against Georgia last year, and one of which now plays running back for Clemson, and the other is buried on the depth chart. Do you think Haynes King would have been able to beat Georgia last year with Cole Turner and Adam Randall at wide receiver?
Say again?
Do you think Haynes King would have been able to beat Georgia last year with Cole Turner and Adam Randall at wide receiver in week one?
Yeah, who did he have at wide receiver?
He had Eric Singleton, who's going to the NFL. He had Rutherford, who's going to the NFL. This year he has Rivers,
right,
and Patterson.
Depth-wise, they don't match up. I'm just saying, look, it's going to be a good game. I hope Clemson wins, and I hope Cade Klubnik has a great game. But he's not stepping up. I don't think you're giving Haynes King enough respect. I know he's not like he doesn't have all the traits or whatever, but as a leader of men, like, you know, Cade's not quite there. He's just, you know, he's scared to take a hit right now. He's getting rid of the ball early, late, running around. I don't know. I think Haynes King's the man.
Hey,
good show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Jay, and I will say before we let you go, I think we have common ground here. Haynes King is 100% better than Cade Klubnik at the intangibles and leadership element of playing quarterback. I will give you that 100 times over, because that's the truth. If we're talking about rallying the troops and leading your team, I've given the nod to Haynes King. I just think Klubnik's the better player. Now, there is a part of playing quarterback that is those leadership traits and intangible traits, and that's where you can make your argument for King, who is also a better runner than Klubnik. I just think Klubnik gives you such a higher upside in the pass game, and that's what Clemson's about offensively. So I don't think we're as far apart as you may think, and we appreciate the call, Jay. Thanks for getting in, and you're welcome anytime on the show. But I get, like, the love fest for Haynes King, and I get the infatuation with Haynes King. This is also the same guy that put up 24 points against Duke last year and threw for 167 yards, and played North Carolina on the road and threw for 127 yards with a 50% completion percentage. Like, he's had ebbs, he's had flows, as all quarterbacks do, including Cade Klubnik. But you know, if this is a talent versus talent thing, it's not necessarily close. I'm not disrespecting Haynes King by saying I don't believe in him as the quarterback for Georgia Tech. I just think he hinders what they can become in the passing game, and I really like those wide receivers. And if you remember, and you've been listening to the show for a while, I said this as well throughout the course of the offseason, that I feel like he hinders what their upside is offensively. Those people do not realize how good Georgia Tech's wide receivers are. I mean, oh my gosh. Rivers is arguably the fastest player in the entire ACC. Rutherford might be the most underrated wide receiver in the country, and Patterson can go too. And they've got depth as well with a guy like Stockton who came in with Aaron Filo, who's got that connection coming from high school. This is a good football team in Georgia Tech. Clemson's going to have to play well to win. I'm just anticipating them to do such, and I think they're going to be able to bully their defense, and Clemson's going to put up a lot of points. Let's get Dre in here on the phone lines. Dre, good to hear from you.
What's going on, boss? How you doing today, Fats?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Dre?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right, my man. First off, before I get into my rant, I did want to say I just passed by a church coming through Malden, and they had one of the mobile mammography units out there, so shout out to Tigers for Tata's. I wanted to get in, bro. Y'all doing all this stat, but y'all haven't talked about the one stat that matters, and I did text it in. Haynes King just got that dog in him. K don't have a lick of canine in him, man. And, like, it hurts because I know he's the guy and I trust his talent. But, like, be a dog, bro. Put the team on your back and step up and be that leader we need you to be. And I wanted to, like, just – I get the whole talent aspect you're talking about on why you think Georgia Tech is badly matched up and all of that. But at the end of the day, I think us as Clemson fans, I mean, it's probably a bad analogy the way I'm about to use this, but we're kind of like that person in a bad relationship right now. We're so in love with the potential of this roster that we're failing to see the red flags. And, I mean, the potential is there. Yeah, on paper, we look great. We look like national championship contenders on paper. But where is the proof? We have no proof. You can go through and pull out all these stats on Cade from last year, and all these other players from last year. That's last year. We're in this year. What have they done in two games to give you any type of hope that we are even a playoff team? And I'll take everything off the air, boss.
I appreciate you, Dre. 654 Roar is the number. Okay, I want to remind a couple people of something before we take Noah's call. So there's been a lot of commentary, kind of a generally speaking – everybody seems to be on the same page with thinking Haynes King just has this it factor and dog ability and leader ability that Cade Klubnik doesn't possess. And while from the outside looking in, I think that appears fair to a certain degree, it feels important to remember how last season ended for Clemson, okay? Cade Klubnik carried a football team that was wounded on the road at Pittsburgh. Is that not the definition of putting the football team on your back and being a dog to get a win? Game-winning drive where you run a 50-yard touchdown in and you put up almost 350 total yards of offense with three TDs and no turnovers? Is that not carrying a football team and being a dog? What about against SMU, where he wins his second ACC championship game MVP in 3 years, a stage that Haynes King has never been on, by the way, because he can't win more than 7 games in a season? And Cade Klubnik goes for 262 yards and 4 touchdowns through the air. Or what about Texas, where Cade's willing his team into the game down the stretch and has it within one score in the fourth quarter, but the defense can't get a stop? We are intentionally revising history of last season for how Cade Klubnik put this football team on his back because he has played 2 games below his standard to start the season. But reality tells us that Cade did carry this football team. Cade did display leadership traits. Cade did display the dog factor last season. And yeah, through 2 games, guess what? Haynes King had a game-winning drive, and he displayed that dog factor in week 1 against Colorado, and Cade did not play very well against LSU, and he left some points on the field. All of that is more than fair to say. But for me personally, man, I'm going to take my quarterback that threw for 3,700, 36 touchdowns and 6 picks and added me, 500 yards and 7 TDs on the ground in Cade Klubnik, who's got a great supporting cast that's proven and stamped. I'm not saying that these guys deserve excuses. I'm not saying that these guys don't deserve to be held accountable and need to play better. But to sit here and act like we don't have any proof in the pudding of what Cade Klubnik can be, that's ignorant. That's ignorant. Cade Klubnik did carry this football team at points last season. Cade Klubnik took you. Dre asked, what have you seen that would make me believe this team's going to the playoff? What about when they went to the playoff last year? Literally like 6 months ago, where they played in a college football playoff game. And Cade Klubnik threw for 336 yards, which, by the way, is more than Haynes King has ever thrown for in a game in his career. against a top five defense in Texas. Like, the collective give up factor from the fan base on the Tuesday before the week three Georgia Tech game is starting to piss me off a little bit. I can't lie. It is. Like, listen, you are allowed to be frustrated with the way that the team has played. I am frustrated with the way that the team has played. John is frustrated with the team has played. Everybody in the building is frustrated with the way teams play. We're all on the same team here. I'm not against you. I'm not on your team. We are on the same team. We root for the same school. A lot of us have the same degree. Okay? But what you can't do is come in here on Tuesday and say, you know what? We looked like crap against LSU and Troy. We're just going to punt the season. We were contenders and we were drinking the Kool-Aid 2.5 weeks ago. But now we've played, you know, 6 bad quarters of football and the whole season's over. And we might as well just not even show up to Atlanta this weekend because Haynes King's going to put up a bajillion yards and he might win 78-0. We're getting 35-10 predictions on the text line. Can I whisper when I say Clemson's favored in this game? Favored. This isn't Georgia and Mercedes-Benz week one last year where you're a 2-touchdown underdog, and rightfully so. You're the better team. You have the better coach. You have the better quarterback. You have the better lines of scrimmage talent. You have the better skill position talent. And they've played like crap through 2 weeks. But that doesn't mean they can't rewrite the script this upcoming weekend in Atlanta. We'll talk more Clemson GT on the other side and take Noah's phone call. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens.